This is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener. And this month, on Focal Pointy News, Life in the Garden, we're going to talk about November. It's not unheard of, especially in the past few years, that November is actually a month where we can still be doing some gardening. I know, you're telling me it's cold. It's true, but November is still a time when I like to make sure that I've done everything to put the garden to bed. When it gets to be those cold winter nights, you'll be glad you did. If you haven't mulched your perennial beds, now's the time. Run some leaves through the lawnmower and then lay that over your perennial beds. It will help to insulate your perennials and it will help to improve your soil as it breaks down. It's a win-win. It's a good time to organize your shed. Clean out your tools, bring your shovel to the front. Your winter shovel, that is. Take the gas out of any equipment that you're no longer going to be using. Dig up and store any cannas, callas, dahlias, or other tender corms and tubers from those semi-hardy tropicals. Let the hard frost hit them first. Normally by November, it has. They'll be cleaned up and stored inside in a dark, cool place for the winter. That way, you can enjoy them again next year. I like to go around the garden and cut back anything that will end up being mushy. Hosta leaves are a great example of this. They don't really add anything to your winter garden. They just end up mushy. The pollinators are not wintering over there. Don't overclean though. The beneficial insects and pollinators that do overwinter really need those sturdy stems throughout the garden to winter over. Ornamental grasses are a really particular favorite of theirs. I tend to cut back everything else that will not be standing strong, have good structure or good form. By leaving those plants, your winter garden is much, much more interesting. Before the ground freezes completely, you're going to want to make sure that the areas along your house that don't get rained on, under the eavesdrops, will get some water. It's much better for the plants to go through the winter with some moisture around the roots. Put up your Christmas lights while the weather's still good to do so, just please don't turn them on too early. And then we'll turn to your houseplants. It's time to give them a little bit of attention. They've been inside for a month or so now. Some of them have probably dropped their leaves, gotten dramatic, told you they didn't like it. However, the new leaves should be poking out by now. It's good practice in the winter, especially in the winter, to wipe off the leaves of your indoor plants so that they can maximize their photosynthesis while the lowest light is on the horizon. This is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener, and this is Life in the Garden on Focal Point eNews. I hope you're getting ready for the holidays, and we'll talk to you again next month. Keep growing. This is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener. Thanks for listening. And remember to join me again next month for another Life in the Garden podcast, right here in Focal Point eNews.